Welcome to Battle Plan, a podcast focused on spiritual warfare. I'm Dr. Charlie, and you can learn more about Active Faith Ministries at active-faith.org. Our vision is to claim territory, expel evil, and help God's people heal. Last time, I talked about how the Word of God can prevent tragedy. And one of the stories that I shared with you was a time when the Word of God protected my husband's oil field crew from a tragic accident up in the mountains. And that led me to this podcast today. I would like to share with you how powerful God's word of protection is. You know, Psalm 34:7 says, "The angel of the Lord encamps around those who fear him and delivers them." In our family, we host the fear of the Lord. We believe that he is sovereign and that he does deliver us from evil and that he protects us all the time. And so from the time I learned about the stakes through Steve Hemphill until this very moment, you can walk out to my car and in my glove box, there is a stake. And in my husband's truck, there is a stake. And in all of my children's cars, there is a stake in the glove box. And in fact, I have two boys with motorcycles. There are stakes on their motorcycles under their seats. We believe in the power of stakes. And I wanted to share with you just personal testimony of how many times those stakes have protected us. We are a driving family. If you live in Texas, you're a driving family, but we really do. We drive a lot and all of us go different directions all the time. And we utilize vehicles on a daily basis. And some of us drive a lot of miles. And we have believed in the stakes for a long time. And I cannot tell you how many times those stakes have protected us. 6 years ago, my daughter was in a very serious car accident in a nearby town. She was T-boned by a large industrial truck that hit her in the driver's side. They ran a red light, hit her in the driver's side, and it should have killed her. And they had to cut her out of that car with the jaws of life. But yet she walked away from that accident. There was a stake with God's scriptures of protection and authority in her car. Not very long after that, we had another situation. One of my sons was on his motorcycle off in West Texas in his college town. He used that motorcycle to get around, and he was going from his apartment to campus one evening, and a deer was right at dusk. A deer ran out and ran right into the side of his motorcycle and knocked him into oncoming traffic in another lane. And yet he was fine. The motorcycle was fine. He was fine. He was uninjured. I think he might have had a scratch or two, but he was uninjured and the deer lived. And then another time, about 2.5 years ago, I was rear-ended in a very serious car accident. I was waiting to turn across multiple lanes of traffic, and someone came up to me on the highway and rear-ended me, and they were going about 75 miles an hour. And I didn't just have a stake in my glove box. I had several cases of stakes in my trunk, but it totaled my car. And an accident that should have taken my life did not. And I survived, and I'm still teaching about the power of the Word of God. And, you know, I even have a friend in Florida that she rolled her car several times, and she had a stake in her glove box. And guess what? When they went to look at her car, it was as if there was a handprint over the top of her car, and she was able to give God the glory that he had protected her in that situation. There are just not enough stories to share with you about God's protection through the Word. I want to encourage you, whether you're in a work vehicle, maybe you drive a school bus. Wouldn't it be awesome if all school bus drivers would keep a stake or one of our vehicle stickers in the bus so that God's Word is protecting all of those children? What about an airplane? What if you own a helicopter? Yes, there are actually people who own helicopters and they drive them to work or they fly them to work. They don't drive them. I just encourage you, begin to use God's word as he intended, as a weapon, as a tool. Put it into your daily life, into your daily activities. Maybe it's a motorcycle. Maybe it's a side-by-side. We hear about side-by-side accidents pretty often that people are just out having a great time and they have an accident and it's pretty serious. But what if the word of God was in that side-by-side? Wouldn't it be a miraculous thing to prevent accidents while you're enjoying God's creation? I hope this has encouraged you. I hope that you will remember that the angel of the Lord encamps around those who fear them. Fear him. Fear the word of the Lord. It is a powerful thing, and it will enable you to live a safer, fuller life. This is Dr. Charlie, and I will see you next time on Battle Plan.